Hello there, welcome to the English programme here. It's time to have a look at those Fab Four rock and roll people from Liverpool. Yes, the Beatles.
Yes, thank you for that.
Nice little intro there. Well, hello, welcome to On This Day in History with the Beatles. They changed the face of popular music forever, and we're going to have a little look here. What happened on this day, the 31st of January? Okay, well, first of all, in 1967, John Lennon purchased an 1843 circus poster that read, "For the benefit of Mr. Kite." What do you think of that?
I don't know. It's like, who's Mr. Kite? I don't know. I've got no idea. It sounds good, like, you know, the Beatles and playing all that heavy music and, you know, let's go to the circus, like, as well. And watch all the clowns and the elephants. But I don't know. I suppose on the broader side of things, I just don't know the point of it. You know, why do you want a poster? Why not just go to the circus? Why sit there, like, looking at the poster and pretending that you're there when you can just go for yourself, like, and have a look and, you know, say hello to all the clowns and all that sort of stuff. Personally, like, it's the tightrope. That's what concerns me. You know when you sort of walk along the tightrope without any safety net underneath? That scares the life out of me, that does. It really does.
Okay, thank you for that insight there. Well, on this day last year, all together now, won a Grammy for Best Long Form Music Video. The film documents the story behind the partnership between the Beatles and Cirque du Soleil that resulted in the creation of Love. What do you think of that?
I don't know. Are you trying to tell me that is this another circus one? Because, you know, to be honest with you, like, I think I've said all I can on the issue of circuses, like, you know? And now you give it to me in French. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? Cirque de la Soleil, lolol. The what? I can't even pronounce that. What's it called? Silly circus? I don't know about that. I don't know. I really haven't got a clue, like, you know? It's okay, I suppose. How's that? How's that for an answer? Or no comment? No comment. You'll have to refer you to me press office, because I've got no comment to make at this moment in time. Like, so there you go. That's it, really. I've got no more opinion on that. Can you stop talking to me about circuses, please? I don't even like circuses. I think they're dead cruel. They're cruel to the animals.
Yes, the Cirque du Soleil, or whatever it's called, I don't think it has animals. It's got, like, acrobats and dancers and things.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, even so, you say circus, and it sort of perpetuates the whole thing about circuses. It keeps the thing going. Okay, so a couple of times you say, you know what, let's do this without the circus. Let's have the humans in place. And the humans can do what the lions used to do. But even so, you know, it's just, I don't like it. Can you not understand? I don't like it.
Okay, thank you for that. Are you going to be back tomorrow, are you? Yes, okay. Well, that's it for today. On this day in history with the Beatles, thank you for listening. I have no more to add. On this day, 31st of January, bit of a circus theme, I think. You can contact us, as always, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com, or go to the Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio, and leave a comment on any of the issues that have been raised by this particular broadcast. And you may have one or two things of your own to say on the issue of circuses. Your choice. Thanks for listening.